This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. A recent survey by the National Garden Bureau showed that 67% of those 35 and under are interested in reducing their lawn and planting a wider variety of plants. Wahoo! I have a lot of clover in my lawn, which is great for bees. It's also a nitrogen fixer. While not everyone is interested in a clover lawn, there are plenty of alternatives. Pennsylvania sedge grass has fine textured leaves, a 6 to 10 inch height with a creeping habit. Prairie Nursery in Wisconsin says it's good in dry soils in wooded areas. It'll fill to form a dense, low-growing, maintenance-free ground cover. I planted some of this last year around my crabapple and hackberry. Pictures are on gardenbite.com. There's also creating a butterfly garden. Native plants such as asters, bergamot, milkweed, oxeye daisy, early sunflowers, butterfly weed, and more are great plants to start with. Shrubs like viburnum, serviceberry, and elderberry also offer beauty and pollinator opportunities. I have a list and pictures on my website. And check out the grasses, too. There are plenty of reasons to ease out of a big lawn. Lawns are the largest crop in the U.S. and take up the most irrigation. In the U.S., an estimated 7 million birds are killed yearly by lawn care pesticides. And think on all the good bugs killed along with those irritating buggers. And all that goes into our stormwater drains, too. Yesterday, I talked about native plants and pollinators. Here are a few more reasons to add them to your landscape. They take less care, need less water, and are adaptable to our climate. A happy home is filled with beautiful houseplants. From clearing the air to reducing stress, houseplants offer countless benefits. Gertens has hundreds of different houseplants to choose from, allowing you to find the perfect plant for every room in your home, in-store or online at Gertens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.